Who likes to walk in puddles? Does anybody like to walk in puddles? They're all reluctant to raise their hand. Do I admit this? Good job, Riker. I love to walk in puddles. Problem is, I keep getting my feet wet. For me, the deeper, the better. You too? Right on. But no matter what I do, I can't seem to stand on top. My feet always get wet. What about you, Chase? Do your feet get wet? You don't know? Yeah? In the Bible reading today, Jesus walked on water. Probably a great big puddle, the Sea of Galilee. And he didn't sink. His feet didn't get wet. Peter did for a while too, but his feet got wet. Let's see here. Oh, I have a picture. Here's what it looked like afterwards. They got back in the boat and they worshiped him. But before that, last week we talked about Jesus feeding a whole bunch of people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Well, when they were done, Jesus told the guys, you know, go get in the boat and go to the other side and I'll meet you there. I'm going to dismiss the folks so they can all go home or do what they've got to do, maybe camp here. But he said, I'll meet you. And they worked and they worked. And it looks like a pretty calm evening, but it got rough. The wind came up and they couldn't make it anywhere. The wind kept pushing them back. And then, well, who's this guy? Not yet. Peter's still over here in the boat. He's scared to death. Who's this guy? Should we ask the big people? Maybe they know. Who's that guy? Jesus. That's Jesus. He came to them walking on the water. Well, he said he was going to meet them on the other side. And look, do they look excited? Do they look a little scared? They're a little scared. It's dark out. It's cold. Have you ever seen anybody just walking on the water? Really? Maybe with water skis. I've never seen it. And they were scared. It was dark. It was already dark. They might have been a little scared of the dark. And all of a sudden, so they cried out in fear. They thought it was a ghost. And then what do you think Jesus said? Did you hear what the reading earlier, what Jesus said? I'm not a ghost. I'm paraphrasing. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. It's me. He didn't do this. Are you ready? They were already afraid. He didn't go, boo! He didn't do that, did he? He could have. Boy, they would have really jumped. But they were already scared. So he said, don't be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. It's me. And then Peter, you see Peter? He says, hey, if it's you, what do you think? What did Peter say? Command me, he said. Command me to come to you on the water. And Jesus said, come on. Did he walk on the water? He walked for a little bit, but then he saw what was happening and he got scared. And he stopped keeping his eyes on Jesus and he looked at the water and, man, I don't walk on water. And he sunk. That is a big one. What did Jesus do? He reached out his hand immediately, it says. He didn't wait any. How long does it take for your foot? When you step on a puddle, how long does it take to touch the bottom? Oh, it kind of sinks down slow and eventually touch the bottom. You kind of float? Maybe it's just because my feet just go right to the bottom. Maybe it's because I'm older and a little heavier. It goes right to the bottom, and that's what happened. Immediately he started to sink, so immediately Jesus went, I gotcha, before he sunk all the way. Have you ever been afraid? They were glad when he got in the boat. They were cold, but they praised God. Have you ever been afraid? Dark? Sometimes I'm afraid. You've never been afraid? Really? I'm going to remember that next time you refuse to go upstairs and go to bed because it's dark up there. What do we do when we're afraid? What can we do? Can we talk to mom and dad or grandma and grandpa? We could. Can we talk to Jesus? Do you think he'd hear us? Do you think he'd hear us right away? He does. He hears all the time, even maybe especially when we're afraid. Should we talk? Huh? Maybe not right away? A few seconds, yeah. That's pretty fast for an old guy that's slow like me. Oh, so we might have to be in line while somebody else is talking to him? You know, I never thought of it that way, Riker. That's very linear. Nice job. Should we pray to him now? Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you so much that you are our God, that you alone can walk on the water. We look forward to the time when maybe we can walk with you. Lord, as these kids grow bigger and taller as they prepare for school, Lord, we ask you to help us as a church, to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa, to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. Lord, we thank you that they know you. We pray these things in the name of Jesus.